I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A central Nigerian leader says the threat of COVID-19 pales in comparison to the violence of Muslims against Christians in his country. This was reported to the UK Parliament shortly after COVID-19 reached Nigeria, and the violence has only worsened since then. Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says this persecution doesn't just come from armies like Boko Haram, but also from Fulani herdsmen looking to steal resources. As Spoken Worldwide works to translate the Bible into oral Nigerian languages, pray safety for their teams. And it's day two in the International Week of the Deaf, an annual celebration of deaf culture, accomplishments, and sign languages. There's approximately 70 million deaf people worldwide, and they use more than 350 unique sign languages. Only American Sign Language has a complete Bible, and it took nearly 40 years to finish. Wycliffe USA's Andy Keener says the church is very new to sign language Bible translation. Details on our website. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.